Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We're continuing the topic of things that go up on the Mizbeach, whether or not they stay there, whether or not they have to come down. Okay? They shouldn't have gone up there to begin with. That's no shayla about that. They shouldn't have gone up there to begin with. The question is, do they have to come down? So the Elohein Olu Yardu. The following items, if they went up on the Mizbeach, they have to come down. You know why? They just simply don't belong there. What are those things? Basar Kachikachim. They don't belong on the Mizbeach, they have to eat them. Basar Kachikalim. They also get eaten. Mosar Ha'omer. Leftover Omer. That gets eaten. Shtehalechem. The two breads of Shavuot. Lechem Apanim. The breads of every Shabbat. Shirei Menachos, left over Mincha. So look at Tosfos, bottom Tosfos. Eino Bechlal Shirei Menachos. So the question is, isn't leftover Omer leftover Mincha? Is it Omer a carbon Mincha? We said leftover Omer, leftover Shtei Lechem, leftover Lechem Apanim, leftover Mincha. So what? All leftover Mincha. The Tosfos is different. Eino Bechlal Shirei Menachos. It's not the same thing as leftover minchas. Techalaku mehen, because it's different. Why? Shabbat lahadir min hachadash, because it comes to matir chadash, umin hasaorin and barley. Shtei halechem ba'in chameit. Shtei halechem is chameit, and lechem upon him ain nikter behem el shnei bedichei levona. The bread doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach. Only the bedichin, which are spoons of Ketoros, of Lavona, they get burnt. So Tosfos is pointing out what each one has to be mentioned. Each one's different. So that was what he said. That's what you said, that one category. We didn't say Chasas Mead, Shlomin Mead. We didn't say that. We said Kachikachim, Kachikala. Because all the same. Here, by the way, because each one's a little bit unique. So, the bottom line is, all of this has to come, if it goes up, it comes off. And the last one is the Ketoros. The Ketoros is burnt in the inner Mizbeach. If it goes up on that, doesn't belong there. Everything else that we said belonged there was something that, if it wouldn't have this problem, it would certainly belong here. For example, dam and this kind of dam and the other carbon, still happens. If not for the psulim, they'd be perfectly fine up there. These things, no matter what, don't belong up there. Therefore, they have to come down.
Assuming you can tell, there's only that.
Yes, problem. Assuming you can tell. If you knew, if someone just put up the 2 seconds. Right, take it off. If it would be possible, dam, stay there. Hasemer shebiroshe kvasim, the wool of the head of a sheep, v'seyar shebezakan tiyashim, or the beard of an old goat, right? Or the hatsamos, or the bone, gizim. I don't know if gizim are sinews, what does that mean? Whatever that means. Hakarnayim, horn, taflayim, hoof. Bizman shehen mechubarin yalu. If they're connected to the animal, they go up. Shenemar, like it says, the hikter hakohen es hakol. Kohen burned everything. Pirshu, if they separated somehow, lo yalu. They don't go up. Shenemar, like it says, va'asitza olosecha habasar v'hadam. What goes up? The basar and the dam. Rashi says, we're talking about an ola. In Ola, everything is burnt. Now, even though the animal was skinned, right, Rashi points out, but the head is not skinned. The head is removed. So you can have an Ola with temer or a beard on the head, because the head is not skinned. So it's possible there, as long as it's connected, and the head's not connected. Right, it's not in the
head.
What?
Right,
Rashi says, Sharosh Eino Bechal Hashay, the Rosh is not in the category of skinning, the Karav Im Oro, it's burnt with its skin, so to speak. So therefore you can have fur, hair, whatever, right? Okay. Fine. Okay. If it's in all these things, the hoof, the horn, if it's part of the animal, let's say the horn fell off. If the horn fell off, don't put the horn up there.
But if it's still part of the animal, then it goes up there.
Oh, the entire thing goes up.
The whole thing. Yeah, they cut it up first. They cut it up. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, the Hikdir Hakohen Es Hakol Hamidbecha. Burn it all, Hakol, everything. Lorabot, you know what that means? Hatamos, Hagidim, the bones, the Gidim, the veins, Hakarnayim, the hook, the horns, Hadaflayim, the hook, Yachal Hafil Pirshu. What if it got separated? Somehow it got separated. Talmud Lomar, no, it says Vosisa Olasecha Basav Adam. It says only the buffer of the dumb. A different process is only buffer of the dumb. How do you reconcile that? So the answer is, you reconcile it as follows. If it's not separated, then do it all. If it got separated, just buffer of the dumb. Yachal, e buffer of the dumb. If it's buffer and dumb, yachal, yachlot. I would think, maybe you have a mitzvah. Rashi says, mitzvah, mutelos alav. You have a mitzvah to separate it, to fulfill the command of only buffer of the dumb. No, right? Yachal lachlot, gidin v'atzamos v'yale basar legabe mizbeach. I would think you have an obligation to separate it so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of basar v'dam. Talmud lama v'hikdor korin esakol. Oh, the pasuk says hikdor korin esakol. Do it all. Haketzah. How do you reconcile that? So the answer is as follows: michu barin, if they're connected, yalu, good, excellent. Pirshu. But if it's got separated, afilu hein barosh hamizbeach yardu. Even if it's on the top of the mizbeach, it comes down. Now, mahantana, mahantana, d'shmatle, damar, pirshu, yardu. Who's the one who says, who's the tana holds that way? That what? That pirshu, if it's separated, yardu, it comes off. Who said that? Now, the Mishnah said, pirshu, lo yalu. The Mishnah said, Pirshu, lo yalu. The Braita here says, Yardu. That's already a bigger chiddush. Right? That's already a bigger chiddush. Look at Rashi. So who is the author of the Braita that says, Pirshu, Yardu? Who's the author of that Braita? Right? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Says Rashi, top line, Umasnisan aliba isya. And the Mishnah holds the same thing as the Braita. The Mishnah does not say that at all. The Mishnah said, if it's impirshu lo yalu. The Braita says, impirshu yardu. The big difference. Big difference. Where did the separation happen? Rashi says the same thing. Same thing. Rashi says, three words. Rashi says the same thing. Tosfos jumps on Rashi. Who said it's the same thing? Who told you that? Why are you saying that? Right? The Braita goes out of its way to say it differently. And by the way, who cares who the author of the Braita is if it's different than the Mishnah anyway? Right? Right? It's an interesting exchange over here. So the... What? Impirshu, lo yalu, leave it...
Doesn't go up.
Right.
It's the same thing as if it was up and down. It's
the
same place.
What?
The item is going to end up in the same place. If you take it down.
No, because the Mishnah implies.
If it doesn't go up.
The Mishnah implies a kula. The Braita implies that. One second. What? Right, the Mishnah implies that only if the separation happened beforehand. That's the difference, right? That's what the Mishnah implies. Impirshu lo yalu. If it happened beforehand, lo yalu. The Braita seems to imply, right, that what?
No, the Mishnah ended up there by accident. In theory, you could leave it there.
Right, exactly. You could leave it there.
Said you got to remove it.
What?
The Braita says you have to remove it.
Exactly. That's the difference. Impirshu lo yalu. In order if it's there, the Mishnah seems to imply it could stay there. The Braita says, no, it's got to come off. Right? So the Braita is much bigger chiddush. Said Rashi, it's the same thing. Said Tosfos, how could you say that? So who is it? The Shita Mekubetzet that says that the reason why Rashi said it's the same thing is because he says that the Mishnah was not being precise. the Mishnah was just patterning itself on the first part of the Mishnah. And the first part of the Mishnah said, the first part of the Mishnah said that, where is it? The first part of the Mishnah said, because the first part of the Mishnah said that if they're connected, not the first part of the Mishnah, the first half of that says that if they're connected, yalu, and if they're not, lo yalu. He really meant the same thing as the Brisa. The Mishnah and the Brisa meant the same thing. Why did the Mishnah say it in that way? Because it's parallel the first part of that statement. If they're connected, yalu. If they're not connected, lo yalu. Is it arguing on the Brisa? It's not arguing at all. Tolton couldn't fathom that. That because the Lashon is so different. Okay. So it enters Rebbe. It's Rebbe. The Tanya. It says in the Pasuk, Hikter HaKor and HaSakolam is Becha. L'Rabos, that includes everything. Hatzamos, the bones, Hagidim, the Gidim, HaKarnayim, the horns, HaTafly and the hoof. Tafilu Pirshu. Even if they got separated. Ella, this is the Tanakam. Ella, Mani Makayim, Fasisa Olosecha, Fasavadam. What do I do with that Pasuk? Lomalach to tell you, Ikule Ola Atmafir. If they're in the middle of getting burnt up, that you put back. Ikule means it's getting, how do they translate it in English? Consumed. It's getting finished. It's getting done. It's getting burnt up. That v'etamachzir ikule gidin v'atamol. But if that fell off, right, a gid or an etzem that's being burnt up, that does not get returned to the mizbeach. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says no. Kasa v'echadom v'victor kohen zakol mizbeach. One pasuk says burn it all. That's a riba. That's the mir. Only the blood, only the meat. That's a mir. How do you reconcile it? Very simple. Michubarin yalu. If they're connected, put it up there. Pirshu, if it got separated, afilu hein v'rosh ha-mizbeach, yardu. Even if it's on top of the mizbeach, it must come down. Okay, so Rebbe is the author of that Raisa, and according to Rashi, the Mishnah, and according to the Tosafot, the Mishnah is saying something different. Right. It's going to be a lot of hair splitting like that today. Yes. Right. 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 You're right. Okay, next. Pirshu lo yalu. If it got separated, it doesn't go back up. Amar Zera lo shanu, right? This din of the brisa, right? That if they're up there and they're separated, they have to come off. Lo shanu ella shepirshu klape mata. That's only true if they got separated. Rashi explains this means far away from the fire. Aval klape mala, but if it got separated close to the fire. Why are you taking it off? Kruve hu de krivu legal. It's going to get burned up soon. So again, let it stay there. Okay? So what you said before, they put it up the 3 seconds later, they realize that comes off. It's been there for 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. It's about to be charcoal. It can stay there. Now, the next two words, I don't know what they mean. It says, va'afilu pirshu. So Rashi says, in the last wide line, near Be'enai, it looked to me, Shechasim and Agirsa. There's something missing here from the Girsa. What does it mean, Afilu Pirshu? That the Lamaide Garcinon, and if you want to be go with it, Hachni Pirusho. Here's what it means. Afilu Pirshu Bitmia? Even if it got separated? Vamechubarin Yalu Hu Dika Amar. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Separate on the. On
right.
The
but that's not what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Which is why most Rishonim don't learn out of the question, they learn out of the statement. Afilu Pirshu, even if it got separated. Why? Because it's going to get consumed. It's very, very, it's been there for a long time. Now it got separated. Now it can stay there. Right? Afilu Pirshu, it's just a statement. Rashi, make the question out of it. Right? So it's hard. Now, the Rashi fits in with the next line. Amar Rabba, Hachi Kamar. Here's what it means. What do you mean, Hachi Kamar? What prompted him to say this? There's no question, there's no issue. All of a sudden, Hachi Kamar. Lo Shanu. When did the Chachamim say that what? That what? That eat? That what? Lo Shanu. That what? I don't know what this Loshanu means. Loshanu! That what? What does it mean? The Mitzifta says it means Loshanu, that you put on the Mizbeah. Atzamos Gidin, even if they got separated. Who says that? The Kan.
Only
what? What do the words Loshanu mean?
Except.
The din that we said what? The din that we said. That what? That what? The din that we said. The din that we said. That sometimes, detached things will stay up there. Right? That's Bakash is what it means. Ella, Shepirshu, La'acha Zrika. That's if they got separated after the Zrika Saddam. Avo Pirshu called him Zrika, but if they got separated before the Zrika Saddam, Asi Zrika, the Zrika comes, Vishari Sinhu, and matters it. In other words, if I have hooks over here, or horns, or gidin, things like that, and the Zrika Saddam was done over there on the Mizbeah, these things now are completely chulin, and I can do whatever I want with them. And as the Gemara says, Afilu lemeved minayo kasa disakinu. I can even make the handle of a knife. Says Rashi, Ki heichi desharia basar lagabi mizbeach lahafi koi. Kishorina nami atamos lemai dekaimi behindu hanos kahanim kidur bishmo. In other words, these items have no kedusha at all. Right? There's no kedusha. Why? Because the zrika is what effectuates the carbon. They're here. The zrika's over there. They're here. We put them on the mizbeach. I did the zrika already. Nothing more to do with them. They become what they're
attached.
They're attached. Part of the animal. Sabalaki hide the Amar Biyachan Amishem Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like what Rabbi Shmuel said, which is Nemar Lo Yihyeh Ba'Ola. It says Lo Yihyeh by a carbon Ola. V'Nemar Lo Yihyeh Ba'Asham, and it says Lo Yihyeh Ba'Asham. Ma Asham Atzamos Mutarin. Just like a carbon Asham, the bones are mutter. Why are the bones mutter? We're going to see in a second why. Ah, Ola Atzamos Mutarin. So too, the bones of an Ola are mutter. Now, they should have gone on the Mizbeah. But if they got separated somehow, they're mutter. Why are they mutter? Look at Rashi. Shari af b'saro mutter. Even the buffer of a Asham is mutter. The Inishum Noser? Wait a minute. Isn't this the thing is Noser? I eat Asham the day I bring it past that night. So the next day, what I do with this bone? Isn't that Noser? Says Rashi, no, it's not Noser. You know why? Imishim Noser, the Sreifa, the principle, a very important rule of Rashi. Lo Shayach Noser, Elamidi Dzavar Achila. There is no Noser by bones, not edible. Dechsiv, Fa Noser, Mibasar Hazevach. So there's no Noser. I can hang around with these bones, or the horns, or anything, all these non-edible items, and then they mutter. So there's a Xer Shava sitting with an Ola. And Ola, the bones get burnt. What have, for some reason, they're separated, they're sitting over here. No problem. There's no problem.
What's the case where you have to remove the bones from the bear? Where it happened before Zrika now?
The separation
happened,
let's say, before Zrika. Right.
So instead of making a knife with it, you put it on the bear, and that must come down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Could it cool it, I guess, then?
What?
Could it cool it?
What do you mean? It doesn't know. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong there in any shape or form. You're making a knife out of it. You're making a knife. You make a toy out of it.
Yeah.
You could do that because it became cooler. So I can make a toy out of that.
Right, but you can't put it on the bed.
Right. Right.
The same one that separates 10 minutes later, it must go on.
Right. Let me separate 10 minutes later. Right. I believe so,
part
yes.
Part
of the animal. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Horn,
right. I think so, yes. Now, Mufni. This Zereshava, the words must be mufni, must be open and available to make this Zereshava. The Elo mufni, because if not, Ikalevah, that's the question. Mala Ashim, she came to Sarah Mutter. Kind of Zereshava. The reason why you can play with horns, what horns of an Ashim, is because you can eat an Ashim. Why on earth can you do this to an Ola which you're not allowed to eat? The answer is, this is Zereshava. Lo yeah, you say Zereshava. If you write it extra, I have a Zereshava. Okay? So far, so good, or? Yeah, okay. Matzav Rav Adabar Ava Atzamos Kachim, the bones of Kachim, Lifnei Zrika, if it's before Zrika, Mol and Behed. You over Me'ila. Why? It makes perfect sense. Because me'ilah means you're allowed to use an animal. So before zrika, you can't do that. La'acha zrika, after zrika, ain't mo'el in behed. There's no more me'ilah. Why? Because it's not kashrut anymore. Right? Vishel ola. But if it's a carbon ola, mo'el in behem l'olam. There's me'ilah forever. Why is the me'ilah forever? Right? Why? Because it's supposed to be burned. So there's an eila forever. This is not like Rava, who just said 2 seconds ago that the Gzeiras Shava from Asham, that is mutter, right? Okay? So the Gemara says, no, Ema, we have to change that brisa to say, Shalola, Pirshu, Lefnei Zrika, Ein Mol in Behen. If it got separated before Zrika, there is no Me'ila. La'acha Zrika, Mol in Olam. After Zrika, then of course there's going to be Me'ila. Pligi Zrebi Elazar, and this argues on Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Belazar, Pirshu Lefnei Zrika, Mol in Behen. If it's separated before Zrika, there is Me'ila. La'acha Zrika, after Zrika, Lo Nanin, Lo Mo'alin. There's no Me'ila. There's no, you don't have enough from it. There is a rabbanon below me'ilin. There's no me'ilah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he argues on Rava on 2 points. First of all, according to Rava, the bones of an ola that got separated before zrika, there's no me'ilah, right? According to Rava, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is me'ilah. The point number two, according to Rava, a bone that got separated after zrika, there is me'ilah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're only asur midrabanan, and therefore there's no me'ilah. It's a machlokes. What the ramifications are, I don't know.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, if they got separated before the zrika,
yeah,
it's subject to me'ilah. You have to bring that horn on the
that I don't know.
It's
probably, yeah. I don't know for sure. Okay. Now, this Gemara is not hard now. Next Gemara is not hard. It's the whole cup. The kulam. Everything that we said. Shepaku me'agabe bizbeah. Lo yasser. Anything, any psul, I'm talking about normal things, any psul that we said, if it goes on the mizbeah, yeah, it could stay there, but let's say, because of the fire, it shoots off the mizbeah. They have to put it back? No. Kol on shepaku me'agab, but they shot off the mizbeah. Why did it shoot off? Because the fire shot it off. That happens sometimes at a barbecue, right? Lo yasser, doesn't go back. The chayit also. If a coal falls off, shoots off the mizbeach, you don't return that either. Okay? Now, Evarim, what about Karbanos Ksherim? Supposed to be there. Everything was the Banka Halacha. Evarim Ksherim. Shepakol me'agabi mizbeach. So here we have the following din. Kadam chatzos. If it's before chatzos, yachzir. You put it back on umol in behen, and you're going to be over me'ila if you don't. La'acha chatzos, after chatzos, lo yachzir, you don't have to put it back. And by the way, the ein mol in behen, there is no me'ila. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, ein mol in behen, the kivun da havalahu kimu uchlin, since they are considered consumed. Why? Because we're going to see it on Mabate, that midnight was the cutoff for that. Kedimafarish b'gemara, like we're going to look at in the Gemara, havilahu davar shenasis mitzvah. So it's considered something that the mitzvah was done with it already, and therefore v'ein mol in behen. There is no me'ilah once the mitzvah's been done. Why not? That's what that psukim elsewhere. Okay. Now another din, kishen shahamizbeach makadesh et haroylo. Just like the mizbeach is makadesh, what it's supposed to be makadesh. Kach hakevesh mekadesh. So too the kevesh is mekadesh what it's supposed to be mekadesh. Not even have, you don't have to get up to the top, the ramp itself. Kishen shamizbech v'akevesh mekadshin es haroy lahen. Kach hakelim mekadshin. So too a kli. You put something in a kli, whatever's supposed to be in that kli, that's going to be the next 3 days. The kevesh, the fifth, they're going to have a whole omid on the airspace. But if you're holding something over the mizbech, does that count? If it not count, it's still count. Typical, you know, Gemara questions, and then with a kli. What kind of kli? What if you put the wrong thing in the right kli, the right thing in the wrong kli? We're going to get to all that. But the passage means it does what it's supposed to do. Okay? Now, hechidami, wait a minute. What's the cutoff of midnight? What does that mean? Eid islahu mamish, if it's still meat there, then I feel then even if it's ever chazos, put it back on. It's not done. And eat the last buhu mahamesh, and if it's nothing, if it's already burnt to a crisp, then I feel according to chazos nami lo. Then even before chazos, you wouldn't have to put it on. What's going on here? So they go into the lo tricha, we're talking about a case, bishriri. It's shriri. What's shriri? It's evarim kashim, rasha kashim, seneshkashu mashmacha eis, shasalta bakulon. Right, v'nisrafu, it's all burnt. Ella shalom nasu pechem. It's not so charcoal burnt. Ella ke'etim yivashim heimitochem. It's like hard like wood. It's getting there. It's getting there. So that such a state, if it's before chatzos, it goes back on. If it's after chatzos, it doesn't go back on.
Yeah, we know exactly what that is.
Charcoal. Now,
who keeps track of that piece of charcoal meat in a, from a pestle or a kosher cover
now,
at that point? You know, the fire is, all meat together.
It's very, very, yes, I hear you. Now, every morning, at the Kriyas HaGeber, that's what that means, either it was a person or it was a chicken, the rooster, the kahanim would wash his hands, take a shovel, go up to the Mizbeach, and do what was called Trumas HaDeshen. He would remove a little bit of ashes, put it on the side of the Mizbeach, and a miracle would happen, and it would get absorbed into the ground. Also, they would set up the fires for the next day. And they would take the ashes from the previous night and put it in the center and the log. When that center thing got too big, they would take it outside, out of the city, out of the area. That was called Shefech HaDeshen. Okay? That happened every morning. Now, Menahani Mili, how do we know that Chatzos is the Kara? Who made up this rule Chatzos? Where'd that come from? So, the Gemara says, Amarav, well, Kasev Echad Omer, one Pasuk says, Kol Halayla V'Hikdir. One Pasuk says, all night burn. As Rashi points out, Kol Halayla V'Hikdir, Al Mokta, on the pyre, on the fire, Al HaMizbeach, on the bottom line of the wide line, Al HaMizbeach Kol Halayla, Ad HaBoker, Tehayinu HaKara, all night long. The Kasev Echad Omer, another Pasuk says, Kol Halayla, all night, the hayrim, remove the ashes. Right, Rashi says, the next Rashi, the first skinny line, the samachlei, and next to that pasuk it says, the hayrim is adeshen. The alkarcha, akol halayla koi. It's mostly over the whole night. The halok siv, v'lavash akoi, v'boker, midobad, elakol halayla, adboker, v'lavash v'hayrim. Hakein shemati, v'sei yuma. It must be at night, because you don't start doing anything until after that. So what's going on here? Do you do akhtar at night? Do you remove the ashes at night? So the Gemara says, Chalkehu, you divide it in half, Chetzi la'atara, Chetzi la'arama. Half for Hatara, half for Ha'rama. Half to burn, half to remove the ashes. What's the concept of this? Ask the Me'iri, wait a minute, didn't the first mission of Shas say that all night long is appropriate for Hakter Chalav and Vayavarim? What do you mean midnight to cover? The first mission of Shas says, the whole night. And here they made it. So the Me'iri says, no. To put it on, lichatchila, you're not going to have the whole night. When it's on already, now it fell off, what do you do? So now midnight becomes the cutoff. Okay? That's what the answer is. I don't have a better one. Okay. Now, Masav Rav Kahana, wait a minute. How could you tell me that was the Zindo Raisa? We looked from two psukim and we learned that. Til chatzot, you have haktorah. And then from chatzos and on, you have to do the deshen. Can I do the deshen before chatzos? No. Now we're going to see that certain times of the year, they do the deshen before chatzos. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Masav Rav Kahana, b'chol yom, tor metam izbeach, mekeret hagever. Every morning, they would do the trumat hadeshen, mekeret hagever, from when the rooster or the person would make the announcement, osama chlomo fana hola achrav, a little before, a little after, right around that time. B'yom HaKippur, b'yom Kippur, b'chatzos. B'yom Kippur, they would do it at chatzos. B'regalim, b'shmaros harishona. On a regel, they would do it by the first Ashmora, which is before midnight. How could you do that? That's going to be the kasha. Look at Rashi. B'regalim, b'shmaros harishona. Mishum d'nefishi karbanos. A lot of karbanos on the Yom Tif. V'nafish deshen. And a lot of ashes. They have to put all the ashes to the center of the Mizbeah. and to set up all the maracha, the pyre, balayla at night. So they can get ready. There's a lot of cleanup. That's what's going on. A lot of cleanup. Right? So I have a lot of cleanup. I got to get ready for the Tavar Shal Shachar. I got to start first the Shmorah. I have to do before midnight. That's to give me the Gemara's Kasha. How can we do it earlier? Right? So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, Mimash, Mashinemar, Kol Halayla. Since it said all night, Eini Yodea Sha'ara Boker. So don't I know that the cutoff, that don't I know that the morning is going to Eini Yodea Sha'ara Boker. Don't I know that the, until the morning I can burn fat? Matam Adlomer Ara Boker. Why does it say Ara Boker? So Tame Boker, Labakro Shalila. You know, the Boker doesn't mean the morning. It means depending on the night. In other words, if it's a kipper, earlier. And if it's a red guy, I can do it even earlier. So the puzzle gives me this out. Right, on a normal night, you're right, 50-50. Tilchat says burning fat. Tilchat, and the next time says I can do the deshit. But the leave in here in the puzzle, that if I need to, I can even start earlier. Helpach, Kal Yomo, Mikros, Agever, Sagi. Every morning it's good enough to start when the rooster crows. B'yom HaKippurim, B'an Yom Kippur, B'shem Chol, Shem Kohen Gadol, so I want to give the Kohen Gadol a rest. So therefore, Mechatzot, we'll start at midnight. B'regalim, on a regel, the Nefishi Karbonos, where there's so many Karbonos, the Kadmi, Asi Yisrael, Me'ashmoros Harishona, the Kadmi, one minute, Mechatzot, U'regalim, the Nefishi Karbonos, a lot of Karbonos, the Kadmi, Asu Yisrael, Me'ashmoros Harishona. People used to come from the Ashmoros Harishona. Kindiktani Seifa, like the Seifa says, Lo Haisa Kriyas Gever Magat. By the time they had the announcement of the Kriyas Gever, Ad Shehaisa Azar Malei Yisrael, the Azar was already full of Jews. The Rosh says, wait a minute, it doesn't make any sense. What does the Kriyas Gever have to do with the Azar being full of people? What does that have to do with Yontif? We just said, the reason why we're doing to the first Ashmora, Rashi said, the reason we go to the first Ashmora is because there's so many Karbonos, there's a lot of cleanup to be done. Because we're going to put a lot of Karbonos. We need to clean up and get ready so much earlier. Chazot is not too late. To do Chazot, you're not going to be ready for Tamar Shal Shachar. What is going on here now with this, what's this whole statement over here? People show up so early.
What?
That's when they would normally do it on a normal day. We're not talking about a normal day. We're talking about a regal. So the Tosfos of the Rosh says, I don't agree with Rashi. The reason why they would do so early is because they wanted to beat the crowd. Everyone started showing up early. They want to be there. Yontif, they want to be there. A little regal. How are they getting that shovel out of the can't get out of the way. It's so crowded. So they would come, but first Ashmora beat the crowds. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi didn't say that at all. Rashi said, because of cleanup. If that's true, then what does the statement mean? Think people showed up at the Kriyas HaGever. They're long finished by then. Right. So he said, to beat the crowds. That's why they would do it so early. Because everyone shows up, they can't walk. So crowded. To beat the crowds, they would do it earlier by the first Ashmora. Nobody by the first Ashmora. It's very early. Right? People are still sleeping. That they're up and they're busy. All right, so we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, a good Shabbos, and a good Kodesh. Okay, today is Daf Peches. Today's Daf Peches in Mesechtes. One second.